This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, the 18th of August, Doug Steffens' Good Day program starting yet another week. Beautiful weather here in the Northeast. Richie will have a nice week for his vacation. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler did spot a cloud in the sky over Southern California. They're arguing over what to name it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big the highlight. Oh, it is gone.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so the big story this morning is not what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. It's not what's going on in Iraq. It's not what's going on in Ukraine. It's not what's going on in China. It's not what's going on in Africa. It's not what's going on in Texas. It's not what's going on anywhere except in Newberry, South Carolina.
Newberry.
I am awestruck by the fact that this guy is married to seven or eight women, and he's so stupid he posted on Facebook. There's something, we talked about that in the last hour. I just have to come back to this.
To be fair, he didn't post it on Facebook. His
wives
posted
did.
Pictures of their weddings on
really?
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I see.
But it makes it funnier if he was that dumb.
Well, the whole thing's kind of funny.
The fact that why, he would be friends with
way,
his wives is
yeah, but wait a minute. But the thing that bothers me more, I will, as usual, take a different tact in this. If he's dumb enough to be married to that many women, good luck to him. Why is that a punishable by
I
law
know.
Offense? Why is the law involved in this at all? Why
if
is
anything,
he under arrest?
I'm actually okay with my husband marrying more than one person. You want to know why?
Yeah, get
then they
the
leave
house.
Me alone for
right.
a few days a
well,
week.
But, no, seriously, why is the state involved in this at all? Why is this guy under arrest? He's guilty of being a moron, but other than that, is that something you go to jail for if you're a moron? I don't get the fact that this guy is, and how in America in the year 2014, somebody who is dumb, and I mean, they don't arrest you in Utah, they're married, supposedly it's against the law now, or kind of frowned on with the Mormons. But that's, why in the world is this a matter of public interest? Other than us laughing about the guy being Maroney and getting caught, I don't have, so it's kind of fun. What is there about this? Why should
you imagine? Can you imagine the kind of flack any politician would get if they tried to take this law off the books?
Yeah, they'd be called redneck. They'd be called all kinds of weird stuff.
Why would they be called redneck? It's a redneck law.
What?
The law itself.
No, if they wanted to take the law off the books about only getting one wife, they'd be killed in the media.
Why should there be the law should come
that.
Off?
Why is the government involved whether I want to marry you, Jennifer, or whatever it is?
And it's okay with that. I know. I agree
okay,
with
church,
you.
The church. All right. Yeah, the church. All right. Hey, we go to the church.
No, the church is
it
not an government institution. This is exactly. Thank you. Ding 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 ding
oh,
yeah. ding
it's
ding.
What it comes down to.
Yep. It's all about the government taking more money so that they can have more money so they can waste more money.
What is this? You want to spend the rest of your life with her? I shall charge you for that.
Yeah. Taxes. And then also, you know, you've got insurance stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I need to have my say about
that. Tax benefit.
But, you know, many people, you see people on the, not that I watch Maury Povich, but occasionally, you know, when I'm home cleaning, I might have like Maury or Jerry Springer on. And you see people that create their own arrangements anyway. I mean, aside from the government, they might have a wife in their little relationship only without having the government involved.
That's why I don't understand, you know, okay, gay people want to be acknowledged by the government to say, listen, validate us, please. Give us a license. I think I would be happy to be off the books.
Yeah. Off the radar.
Yeah. Does Janet agree with that, by the way, Richie?
Yeah. Janet is like, we go through the motions and, you know, okay. But, you know, we went to Las Vegas.
Hmm.
And
so did Kenny.
That is hysterical. Ken can tell you what it's like to stand in the licensing line at the Clark County administration.
Bar scene from Star Wars.
It is hysterical.
I'm telling you.
Everything and anything.
My dream.
The funniest thing is when you finally get up there and you get the little piece of paper, which is about five lines, basically name, rank, and serial number.
Yep.
And they give you a putt-putt pencil, one of those little half pencils with no eraser to fill out with. It is so funny.
Yeah. Next up, Elvis.
You got to do it. You have
okay.
to do it.
The focus on ISIS, IS. IS. Isn't that ISIS? IS.
Yeah, or ISIL, whichever they want to be called today.
I see. I have, as usual, a different take on this whole deal. There's a 44-year-old guy who's a Muslim convert who says it was news to him that the flag he hung outside his house was the same one waved by the jihadists known as the Islamic State, the ISIS group.
What, he just thought it was pretty or something?
Neighbors and passersby who took to Twitter were alarmed at this flag, which is emblazoned with the words, "The only God is Allah," flying from the porch of this guy in Garwood, New Jersey. He lives in Garwood. Mark Dunaway is his name. The banner flew next to...
That flag won't last long in New Jersey.
The flag, over the weekend, though, Richie, flew next to a red flag of Islam. But Mr. Dunaway said he never intended to show support for the terrorists. Mostly, again, Richie's saying, what most people know about this group is that they have now become famous for beheading Christians. That's their MO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Children.
And blondes,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, this is what
and
you're
blondes, right.
Yeah. So anyway, you got to wonder.
So at what point do we call them, I mean, obviously they're doing what Hitler did. So at what mm-hmm. point do we start addressing it that way?
What, beheading Christians? Your mother,
yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, it's genocide.
Jews.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When does the United Nations
Ooh,
get involved?
What a great question. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I hadn't thought about that angle, but that's why I have four or five of you here with me, so we think of all the different angles. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day. 888-302-3684. What's your angle on this? 888-302-DOUG, or email to any of us at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The problem many of you have been addressing as you've gotten older. There are a number of things that happen in your body. Your bones ache. Your skin itches. Your heart isn't operating the best that it possibly could. These things are dramatic witness to what you need in your body. Quality fish oil. You need more quality fish oil in your system. Omega-3s benefit your body, your brain, your bones, everything. This is an amazing reality. More and more people are doing research and finding out that in order to live a healthy, happy life, brain functions, heart functions, bones are functioning, you need one thing among all of the stuff that you hear you need in your body, and probably most of it is legit, omega-3s. Omega-3 oil is the ultimate. And the ultimate omega-3 is OMAX-3. OMAX-3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale, has 100% potency, 100% purity, and it's a patented 4-to-1 EPA-DHA ratio, which is better than you'll find in krill oil, better than you'll find in any other. You will find nothing else like this on the market. Take note of how to get it and use it. Ultimate OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. The folks who have made this are so sure that you will see and feel the amazing difference. They're going to send you a free month supply to make sure that you understand what it is that you're getting. This is very cool. All you do is pay a couple of bucks for shipping and handling. Call 800-316-78. Oops, wait a minute. Do the right number, Doug. 800-316-7918. Got that number? Please write it down. 800. You writing this down? 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. You can also go to Doug4OMAX3.com. That's Doug, the number 4, OMAX, the number 3.com, and order it that way. So either of these two ways are easy and smart, because you need this in your system. Meredith and I are taking it, so you ought to be just like us when you grow up. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you, please.
It's time to break up with your current phone. For a limited time, you can get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. That's right. All you have to do is switch. Now, don't worry. Your current phone isn't going to be mad at you. Jealous, maybe, but not mad. It doesn't have feelings under that screen. It's just a bunch of parts. Plus, Boost Mobile has plans starting at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. Seems like that's something you could take home to mom. So go ahead and leave your old phone for a new phone with a better plan. Your old phone will never know, but your wallet will. Get a free 4G LTE phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Plans start at only $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. So you never have to hold back. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. Promotion valid until 9/1/14 at participating dealers while supplies last and only for new monthly activations porting in from non-Sprint related carriers. Free phone limits, select models, excludes taxes, require payment of first month service. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For extra tough jobs, take it to the max with Sacrete Maximizer Concrete. Sacrete Maximizer Concrete incorporates an exclusive formula to give you more coverage per bag. In fact, its specialized aggregate and higher cement content give you 67% more coverage than standard concrete mixes. Because Maximizer provides more coverage per bag, it means less to haul, less to carry, and less to mix, making your project easier. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. People in the news. Mr. T. Lawrence. What's his last name? Is it Tirad? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Hey, fool.
Don't get my name wrong.
Fool. He's going to be called for jury duty today.
I would love to do jury duty with Mr. T.
How'd you like to have Mr. T.
Guilty
on your jury?
Oh,
by the way, he still has the mohawk.
Give me 30 seconds of that punk.
And reporters say he was wearing an FBI sweatshirt and a hat, no gold chain.
Oh.
He was signing autographs of the people who were standing there waiting. He said, Richie, you'll have to do this. I pity the criminals today.
I pity the criminal today.
Fool.
Okay, seriously, here's a little note to the court system. If you want us to come and do jury duty, hire Mr. T to be there when we come in. That'd be awesome.
Be right there.
Give us some money.
Casey Kasem is going to get buried today in Norway.
You're seriously going to do a Mr. T and a Casey Kasem story together, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Casey Kasem, because they're both ridiculous. They're both, the stories are crazy in the sense that Jean Kasem decided she wanted him to be buried in Norway. The guy's an Armenian. If you're going to bury him in his homeland or someplace
Glendale,
like that.
Glendale, California. That's their homeland now.
Anyway, the Norwegian newspaper VG says he's going to be buried in Oslo. It's been arranged. But I don't even. Is this woman out of her mind? What is the. This is very bizarre. You're right. Anyway, they're not going to say where he's buried.
She looks more like the Norwegian in the relationship.
21 after the hour. I think you're right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is not the beginning of the song. Can we go back, Peter, to the beginning of the song? So maybe Richie has to figure out how to do that. But this is our one-hit wonder.
Ah, yes, perfect. Thank you very much.
Your opportunity to win a large group of one-hit wonders, thanks to this CD that we're giving away as a prize.
Find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day.
This was a cultural phenomenon when it became a big hit.
Thinking of you, working up my appetite, looking forward to a little
thinking
afternoon
of you,
delight.
Working up my appetite, thinking of a little afternoon delight. Sparks ignited.
We were getting so excited. Sky rockets in flight.
Jen, I totally thought you would be with me on that.
A perfect example of how the electronic music business came to be. This is a great example, a song that became number one. This was during this week in 1976. Husband and wife team. You can call us now if you know what name they worked under. It's 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. Now, keep this song playing, Peter, will you? This is one of those. Yeah. One of the. That's why I made mention of it.
Oh, you should remember that in Anchorman, right?
Yeah. I can't think of the song without thinking of Will Ferrell.
Yeah. All right, so here are some tidbit items that come from this duo, Bill Danoff and Taffy Nivert, originally called Fat City. They also were writers of a number of songs like Take Me Home Country Roads, a John Denver song. They also have another married couple. They work with John Carroll and Margot Chapman. They won a couple of Grammys for their best arrangement for new vocals and best new artist. Afternoon Delight was from their first million-selling album, but their second album, Rearview Mirror, was a horrible flop. They were around at a time when most of the networks were doing, they're taking some of these people and trying to make summer series out of what they do, comedy shows, variety shows, that kind of thing. David Letterman was also a performer and a writer for this show they were involved in. They broke up in 1981. They divorced, and that was the end of that. Crank it up, final. Let's finish it off big time here, Peter.
I know which choir members get in the boot.
What do you mean by that?
It's a big time.
I was just saying, you have to find the right
yes,
pitch.
Yes, you do. That's all you have to do.
Oh, stop it. Wouldn't you please?
Sometimes it's harder to find.
There is Angie in Maryland. Hi, Angie. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. What are you doing? You're on your way to work? You're on your way to school? You're on your way
I am working. I'm delivering newspapers.
Oh, you really? All right, well, this is a good respite from that then. All right, so what's the name of this group?
Starland Vocal Band.
And what do you remember about this song and its application?
That I had many afternoon delights.
Thank you. And with whom? Was there one person you had
one
afternoon?
One of my favorite songs.
Really?
Wow.
And with whom were you sharing those afternoon delights?
My husband of 42 years.
Good for you. You're all
lucky
right,
man.
Michael. Good
Secret
for you.
To a happy marriage.
All right. She gets the CD. Thanks, Angie.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Ever wake up in the middle of the night or sitting around in a quiet room hearing your dog or cat walking on wood or tile and the clicking of their nails? Well, it's very important to keep your pet's nails trimmed. I know what a lot of you are thinking, but I tried, but when I clip them, they bleed. Think about this. Every nail has a vein in it, and if you clip them too short, of course they're going to bleed. So the best way to resolve that is just clip the tip, wait a few days because that vein recedes, and then clip a little bit more. If you have any questions, have your vet show you exactly how it's done and show you the technique, because it's really important to understand the concept that as our dogs get older, and I've seen so many dogs with those long nails, people don't realize it's painful. They're not jumping on the couch as much as they used to be. It can really exasperate arthritis and even cause more problems with dogs that may have hip dysplasia. If your dog doesn't like having its feet touched, start off gradually by massaging them. Little by little, you will gain the confidence and eventually be able to keep those nails nice and trimmed. A good pedicure. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
We said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now 33 after the hour, ready for another half hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mr. McFadden is here, Ms. Horn, Mr. Kessler, and all of you are here paying attention to what's going on. The Pope wrapped up his first trip to Asia by challenging Koreans from the North and the South to reject the mindset of suspicion and confrontation that clouds their relation and finds new ways to forge peace on this peninsula. He was on his way back to Rome, as we speak, as a matter of fact. He had a mass of reconciliation. Anybody Catholic? Jennifer, you're Catholic. Kevin, you're Catholic. What is a mass of reconciliation? I mean, I suppose you can use a little common sense. The big cathedral.
What do you think it is?
The idea here and what he's been talking about for the whole... He's been there for almost a week, hasn't he, in South Korea?
Close to it.
Yeah, I think he's been there for 4 or 5 days anyway. The final event confirmed the importance of Asia for the Catholic Church. The Church is young and growing there in an area where there is... it's interesting. It's sort of like he's on a sales mission. There's a big... The people in this area now,
they
become more affluent, interested in Catholicism. There's a certain amount of influence from the Muslim world. The Muslims are over there trying to get converts. You don't see many Chinese Muslims, I don't think. Did anybody ever run across a Chinese Muslim?
Or
as far as
that's
concerned. I think there are Asian Muslims.
Yes, definitely when you get out to the Philippines and Malaysia.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't see that there are a lot of Chinese, but it's new fertile territory. And
there are a lot of Asians in the Catholic Church. I mean, actually, my local church has now started, we have a priest that's Korean, I think, to bring.
Really?
Yeah, because we have a large population of Koreans and Filipinos in our area.
And we have a lot of Korean Catholic churches in our area.
You do?
Uh-huh. Northern Virginia.
The Pope also said he would like to have a fraternal dialogue with Beijing as a means of improving relations as well. So a focus on all of this area, which, as I said, is fertile ground for new converts. And the cynic, I started to say this and then I stopped. Now I'm going to say it because I think it has some bearing here one way or another, whether you like it or not. This is not always about soul searching or soul saving.
Get it.
This is about
Korea,
go,
soul.
Ray. Ah, very good. Jennifer!
The Pope's been doing some soul searching.
Soul searching. Anyway, he said, quote, at the end when he was at the airport, quote, let us pray for the emergence of new opportunities for dialogue, encounter, and the resolution of differences, for continuing generosity in providing humanitarian assistance to those in need. And let us pray for ever greater recognition that all Koreans are brothers and sisters, members of one family.
And let us pray for some milk because that kimchi was hot.
Huh? Kimchi.
You're never had kimchi.
A heathen, McFadden. You're a heathen.
Kimchi. I thought there was maybe one of the vice president of South Korea. That was kimchi.
No, kimchi is cabbage with hot sauce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kimchi is cabbage with hot sauce?
Yes.
Is that one from column A and two from column B?
That would be one from column A. Or bulgogi.
Chinese food.
Was it bulgogi? Bulgogi.
So how dare you besmirch the Pope's important trip to China and South Korea. With
you don't think that the Pope didn't try some of the local flair?
Chinese
flavor?
Food? I yeah. hope he didn't. When
Korean
I was in
food.
China,
he was in Korea.
That's right, too. He was. I know, is the Korean food...
So if he's eating Chinese
wait
food
minute,
in Korea...
Hold on probably... for a second. Wait a minute. What's the story? What's the difference between Korean food and Chinese food? Is
Korean
and Japanese
kimchi,
food?
They have noodles. They do noodles.
Yeah. But is there such a thing? I mean, we have... Around here, we have a Vietnamese restaurant. We have a Chinese restaurant.
If you go to the Korean restaurant, they'll have a barbecue right at your table. And they come out and they cook the meats and everything right at your table. And that's where you get the bulgogi, which is very good beef.
So you think that the Pope ate that? What is the Pope's diet normally? What would you say? Does he eat normal stuff or do they have
wafers,
special
wine,
Pope
stuff
things?
Like that?
Yeah.
Wafers. Pope cannot live on wafer alone.
Really? Let us pray. I thought I sounded like a minister there. Didn't you? No, what? You didn't think so? Let us pray.
I'm standing away from all of you because I don't want the lightning bolt to get on me.
There's the cardinal of Seoul is Andrew Yum Su Jung. And he dedicated a crown of thorns to the Pope made from barbed wire taken from the DMZ that separates the two Koreas.
That sounds like something that a James Brown wannabe would give. On the cardinal of Seoul. Ow!
Right. Yeah.
I'll snip that. Kiss my cardinal of Seoul.
The Pope in his homily said the Korean people knew well the plan. Why am I bothering with this?
I don't know.
Why am I even... I'm
not
going to
be able to get through
this
story seriously.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was about to get to the butterfly...
The what? Yeah.
The butterfly pin that the Korean leader gave to the Pope. And as soon as I saw butterfly, I figure shrimp's going to make it into this conversation somehow or other. Right? Isn't butterfly...
I wouldn't have gone there, but that's funny, yeah. Butterfly sure. Shrimp, yeah. Dougie made it funny.
Thanks, Richie.
Sort of, because he didn't really. He just told
he didn't even realize it, right.
Exactly. School is starting for lots of youngsters. There's a back-to-school survey which shows about half of parents relive school days while they're shopping for their children.
Oh, for sure.
You think that's
all I
true?
Have to do is read the paper and open up that Target ad, or as my grandmother used to call it, the plug-athy. When you open up the Target ad in the paper, it's like all of a sudden I get this pit in my stomach.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. The nerves, the, ooh, we have to go back.
Oh, yeah.
The smell of the paper, you see it all.
Everybody remembers what it was like that first day back to school.
The surveys of parents of teenagers 13 to 19 years of age suggest 66% of them look forward to the back-to-school shopping spree as a time to bond with their teenagers.
Cute.
I don't know any 19-year-old who goes school shopping with their parents.
Do you? I would have.
You would have? Well, that's because you were kind of square. And I was kind of geeky, too. So I'm
look at the square calling me black.
Right.
Well, square.
Square?
Yeah, you are square squared, the two of you.
Give me a break.
But at least Jennifer turned cool. You're still a geek.
You made me look like a party animal.
What, you think I'm square?
Yeah.
You think I'm square?
Biggest
Absolutely.
Dork I ever met, yeah.
I'm the biggest dork you ever met?
Right.
How is that? Where'd that come from? I'm a dork, I'm a nerd, and I'm square.
I can rattle off 10
really?
Instances where you were just absolutely clueless.
No.
Yeah.
Meredith says I'm a hipster.
And that's what's
although, right. In your defense,
thank
most,
you.
Most dorks know how to run a computer.
No.
So maybe you're not, so a,
not
dork.
A dork.
I'm not sure where right. you are now.
Yeah, see? Got that. So how many parents, Kenny?
Most dorks don't go, let me move my little wand right. thingy over here.
It's, that's a mouse now. You, don't you know what that's called? It's a mouse.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so Kenny. You have been the closest to all that. Richie's kids are not old enough. Well, I don't know. Did you take your children school shopping before school starts for this week for your kids, Anna?
My daughter loves to go shopping. My son, not so much. So so Janet just goes out and buys clothes for him, and, you know, he wears them.
Okay. Anybody want to take a guess at how much money the average parent spends on his or her teenager in back-to-school supplies?
A teenager. Yeah.
Including clothing or just the supply part?
I think that it's clothing, it's school supplies, it's the backpack, it's all that sort of
Doug,
thing.
You would
trendy
be amazed.
Products.
You would be amazed to see. You get a list now, like a checklist of supplies that you need to have your
from
child.
School.
From the school.
That they don't provide.
That they don't provide. So colored pencils, Sharpies, highlighters, glue, hand
what
sanitizer.
What kind of dumb school is asking for Sharpies? Hello, graffiti.
Now they use it.
Glue.
So,
put it on the seat so the kids that sit in the seat next are going to stick
right.
to the seat.
And it's not, not any kind of color. Like, you can't give them crayons, the regular wax crayons.
Can you
crayons.
Give them those colored chalk things that you make in the
that's
sidewalk?
Chalk.
You make the squares
chalk.
And jumping around.
Stop saying
so,
that.
But what they do is
this colored chalk on.
Is the PTA says, hey, listen, if you want. We've collected all of this stuff here for you in this one handy kit. And you can just buy it from the PTA, and they make a little bit of money on it. They might make $10 a box, but it costs like $135.
Really? Wow, that's a very interesting number, Richie, because the average amount that parents are spending is $134.34.
Right on
$134.34 on average in back-to-school supplies and children per child.
That's definitely not even clothing, then.
$134
that's got to be backpack, school supplies, stuff
no
like
clothes
that. No clothes.
Right.
No
what
clothes.
Does it cost to outfit a kid for school?
I'm guessing if you add clothes in, at least $350, probably.
Right. $350.
Yeah. At least.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and is this something that has to happen every year? Does every child need to go to school before, need to go to the store before school to get the new trendy outfits?
It helps you go back to school if you have, like, new stuff that you're excited about.
So what happens
It's not just about the new trendy stuff, too, because kids have this annoying habit of growing.
Right.
Yeah.
So
their clothes aren't going
to fit. My wife wanted to buy a pair of sneakers for Sean the other day. It was like $80. I said, are you crazy?
$80 for school? You'd be out of them in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. I remember doing that stuff. And then I said to Brendan when he was first growing, Brendan was growing fat. He loved, and he still does, buying shoes. So I did this 4 times. And after that, I said, you know what? You have a job from now on. Your job pays for your shoes. End of story.
There you go.
Yep. So he had a closet.
And when
so
he was what did he do?
No.
Did he cry?
No. But when he was in high school, when he was paying for these, this was the time when people started killing people for the shoes they were wearing.
Yeah.
When Brendan was in high school, there were those. That's the kind of
the
thing that was going on when it started.
Deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was
but you know, the amazing thing I've come to find out, you know, with Janet being involved in the PTA and now working at the school, and we're friends with several of the teachers at our local school, it's amazing how much money the school spends, and then you buy all of these supplies. The teacher still, I would bet,
buying
every
stuff.
Teacher
yep.
comes out of their pocket a couple of $100 a year.
Oh, yeah. My mom has to bring so many things to school. She has to bring toilet paper because they're a uniform.
And the PTA does extra drives to get parents to buy other supplies throughout the school year.
Yeah.
I mean, there are thousands, tens of thousands of dollars raised just within our school. Little elementary school for stuff that the kids still need.
I have Bob searching down a lady named Deanna Jump, who's from Macon, Georgia. She's a kindergarten teacher who has joined forces with other teachers to because this is not the real world of teaching now. Doesn't include books often. Doesn't include a lot of supplies and plans for teaching. So they've developed materials. This woman's making $2 million a year selling things online, materials through her company. And she got 164 teachers around the country who are averaging an extra $50,000 to $60,000 a year on top of their salary by preparing these lesson plans that people are buying online because the schools aren't providing them anymore. Hmm. So she got her own business, and I think it's called, lesson plans like Guided Reading 101, strategies with word work, that sort of thing. They buy for $8 and all
Why
kinds of 145.
Why do teachers need to buy lesson plans? Isn't that what they're trained to do
supposed
in school?
To be doing.
Yeah, all the teachers in our school get lesson plans.
I didn't. I made them up when I was teaching.
Yeah, you make your
you
own.
You can imagine what that was all about.
I'm sure those kids have thrived.
Well, I was oftentimes winging it as I did it. I know you'll find that shocking.
That is shocking.
Did you host sing-alongs?
Let me guess. Every class turned into a rant on the government against farmers.
No, we didn't do any of that stuff. I was an English teacher and a speech teacher. So I was normally a day or two ahead of the kids in the book, and that's how I stayed through the course of things. But because I had a gift of gab and because I was very interested in linguistics. This is the era of linguistics, understanding the way sentences were made up and using...
so there's a whole generation of kids out there going blueberry and...
Blueberry.
No, can't you... Why do you always... Every day, you think it's important for you to take a shot at me because of the way that I...
Hey, you're the linguistics major.
Well, blueberry, it's a blueberry. It's a
or a blueberry.
If you take the word blue away from that word, how do you say it?
Berry.
I don't get it.
Berry.
So why do you say blueberry?
You know what? You're wasting a lot of time. We need to get, in 60 seconds, we need to get to the television report. All right? So Jennifer updates us on what's going on, including Simpsons item and the Craig Ferguson new TV show, which looks like a big yawner. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man,
that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Let's get to what's going on in the world of television. I don't understand the symptoms.
The symptoms?
The symptoms of The Simpsons. So why don't you take it from there, Jen?
Okay, so it's not necessarily a Simpsons story, but what's happening is that Yardley Smith, who's best known for voicing Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons, will guest star on Revenge this season. So according to TV Line, she's going to lend her voice and her body this time to Phyllis, a patient at the mental institution where Victoria was admitted in the season 3 finale.
That's Madeline Stowe's. That's an interesting show.
Revenge, it is. It's really
Revenge
cool.
With a Scandal. I don't know why, but I do.
She acts all over the place. She's been doing a little bit parts on Hot in Cleveland and some other shows. So kind of fun to see the body with the voice. Craig Ferguson is in negotiations. It looks like the deal's all wrapped up. He's leaving the Late Late Show in December, and he's in final talks with Tribune Media for a new syndicated talk show that's going to premiere in the fall of 2015. It'll air weeknights at about 7 p.m. across all of the Tribune stations as part of their lead-in to their prime time. You are so...
What are you trying to say?
Anyway, I think it's going to be good because I actually like Craig Ferguson. And to actually have him at a time when I can watch him at 7:30 would be exciting for me. Now, Chelsea Handler, she's making news because she's leaving E! Soon. And she'll be... actually, next month is when she leaves. She's got a busy schedule between when she leaves and when she starts her new show on Netflix in 2016.
And when she finds actually some talent somewhere.
Oh, you know, I thought you liked her.
No.
Well, Netflix confirmed that a special feature with Chelsea Handler, taped during her Uganda Be Kidding Me tour, is set to premiere in October 10th on Netflix. The telecast will take place just weeks after she signs off from E. So that's
Netflix news.
Exciting. Yeah.
You only have 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
What's that? No, you.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars Pro. You know Derek Hough? He wins all the time. Well, now he's going into acting, just like his sister Julianne. He's joined ABC's hit show Nashville. He's going to play an actor, charming movie star.
An actor playing an actor.
There you go.
Wow,
nice
what
job.
A concept. 51 at the hour on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program is here with his update, weekly information about those people who are in the news because of their health condition and the health studies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People are still talking about Robin Williams and his death. One of the experts that's on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, said, Ken, that with proper nutrition, this problem of depression that seems to befit or befall so many Americans is not necessarily alleviated, but certainly addressed. It creates situations where there's substance abuse, and that was really all about what happened with Williams.
I think there's a spectrum of depression from mild to severe, and here we're not just talking about reactive sadness. You know, all of us get a little so-called depressed when we lose something or something happens, but we're not talking about that type of depression. We're talking about here major chemical depressions where there's biological basis and nutrition. I'm a big advocate of nutrition, but at the spectrum, at the level where Robin Williams was, you need a lot more. Nutrition is just one part of the treatment. There are actually more than 39,000 suicides in America, Doug, each year. That's an average of 108 each day. Yeah. And Robin Williams suffered from severe depression and struggled with drug and alcohol addiction for much of his career. Symptoms of depression, everybody should know this, they vary and can include feelings of hopelessness, extreme anxiety, appetite changes, insomnia or excessive sleeping, and of course there's the suicide risk. Sadly, just half of Americans diagnosed with major depression are treated. Not everybody who has a depression disorder gets recognized, depression affects rich people, it affects poor people, it affects people across the spectrum. If it can affect Robin Williams, it can affect any one of us. But there's a stigma that remains surrounding depression and its treatment, which may make some people reluctant to reach out for help. Older white men who are depressed are in a special group that are among the highest at risk for suicide. Toxicology testing is now underway to determine what, if any, chemical substances were in Mr. Williams' system at the time of death. I'm predicting, unfortunately, they're going to be positive. But it's a very important that we take a step seeing these illnesses as faults and blames, not as faults and blames, and see them for what they are: medical conditions, genetic conditions, brain disorders which require appropriate diagnosis, treatment, care, and support. If you have concerns about suicide, I'm going to give you a number. Call this national number, and this so often can prevent death. It's 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. If you have any thoughts, if you've written a note, if you're thinking about hurting yourself, if you've given things away, these are all the signs and symptoms. You know somebody who's just given the things they love away. They don't take any joy in them. And again, elderly, single, white men who live alone, this is the highest risk group for committing suicide. 1-800-273-TALK.
And the risk of someone committing suicide is connected oftentimes, especially as you get older, to not getting enough rest.
This is out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Psychiatry, just this week, that older adults who have trouble sleeping may face an increased risk of suicide, Doug. Doctors should ask about trouble sleeping to screen for suicide risk. Nearly three-quarters of older adults who commit suicide actually visit the doctor in the month, the single month before their death.
Hmm. All right, let's talk about something more pleasant. Fixing a problem that many of you have, whether you're a man or a woman, with thinning hair. Dr. Ken brought to you in part today by the folks who distribute and make Provia.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised," he tells us. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for your summer activities, Provia has its great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that number is 800-543-5817. Want your hair back? 800-543-5817. Cleanses your pores, gets the stuff that's in there that keeps blocking the follicles from growing, gets it out so the follicles can come back. 800-543-5817. Be amazed. Watch your hair grow back again thanks to Provia. 800-543-5817.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.